saw sexism?
We saw sexism by overlapping it and ignoring the problem. So
now that sounds fucked up to say, but at the same time, okay. So I'm sorry. I'm about to make it a bit meta. But like, this is one of the things that like I think about a lot. Like, I was having a discussion with some folks a couple weeks ago about the word nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some people get really upset when you say the word and all of these things. But what really got me was I was having this conversation, and one of the people there said that, you know, there's no scenario in which it's cool to say that word, and I'm going to teach my offspring that is true as well, which really was fucking with me, because I'm of the mind that, you know, words only have the power that you give them, and context matters. So like, say if I've thrown around Jew a whole bunch tonight in a bunch of different contexts, some of them disparaging and some of them not so much. But I think the context would support the idea that I'm not actually anti-Semitic and I'm telling some jokes and, you know, I'm not really serious about it. In the same way that when somebody says nigga to me, I think about all these things like, okay, what situation am I in? Does it matter? Or do I really believe that they have a malicious heart going on or whatever?
Yeah.
And if they do, then, you know, then, yeah, I might get upset or whatever, say something about it. If they don't, then I really don't care, because I'm not going to empower this shit to matter to me when it doesn't need to matter. So I say all that to say, while, yeah, we have, like, digressed all over the place from our initial topics of feminism and sexism in this book, we have, I think that one of the reasons that we're able to do that, or at least, maybe I won't speak for you guys, I'm assuming so, but for me at least, one of the reasons I think I'm able to do that is because I don't have a bias against women.
Yeah.
I feel almost silly having discussions about sexism and feminism, mm-hmm. because it's so bizarre a thing to actually still exist.
To think that exists.
It doesn't seem like it should be something that necessitates conversation. I mean, obviously it does.
Yeah.
But like, that's kind of bullshit and fucked up, the fact that it does. And I think that kind of points to, now I just feel like I'm bragging about how awesome I am, or like how not sexist we are in this podcast.
I get what you mean. Cause that's like cause I have people who think opposite of how I do, like, or at least how y'all do. So I know people who think really adamantly that, like, oh, girls aren't the same, or...
They are the same. Well, they have two X chromosomes. I have a Y chromosome. We're different.
In terms of they shouldn't have the same rights. I generally know people who think that, or, oh, abortion is bad. Like, I think it just goes back when you talk to somebody who has such... When you think about, like, those big, I guess what you consider the hot topic issues, and you talk to people who agree with you, then it's like, all right, well... We both agree this is crazy, so why are we talking about it? But then I guess when it comes, and it goes back with the nigger word, I don't know, I put so much ER in that. Oh. But me personally, I don't know how I feel about the word yet fully. I'm still, honestly, like I don't personally use it. I try not to. I'm not going to lie and say, like, when, like, I listen to songs or whatever and I don't, you know, say that. But my personal thing is I don't use it around anybody. Like, white people, black people, I just don't use it around, because I just don't use the word. And me, it's kind of like, yeah, I've heard the aspect of, oh, it only has as much power as you use into it, but the way I see it is I'm just not going to use it at all. That way, I'm not giving it anything. I'm not giving it lack of power more.
Well, you're giving it power by not...
Well, no, I'm not...
making
I'm not
a conscious decision to not use it, you're giving it
but
power.
But I'm avoiding it just because I... Then, yeah, in that sense, I guess I am giving... But I'm not giving it power where...
Because you're letting the connotations and the feelings that surround that word control what your
because I feel like you can't, as much as you can sit and say that, you know, you don't want to give it power, so I'm going to use it freely and everything. You can't take away from the fact there's just like
somebody
Jew
else
word,
is going
to
have
yeah,
a
but
reaction
it,
to it.
Just like Jew word or any like if
stop
like,
saying the thing. Stop saying the thing word.
Oh, like, this word or kike or what's another spick. chink, what, all these words have a history and a connotation of someone, not just
digging a hole. That's what we're doing.
No, I'm just using racial words. Yeah, I'm not, but you know what I mean. And so
I think our audience can recognize that these words are all in quotation marks.
Yeah, so these are all bad words, and as much as I can sit there and tell myself not to use it because I feel a certain way about it, no matter what, how I feel about it doesn't change the overall history and what the person next to me feels. So yeah, there are some people who be like, oh, I'm not going to teach my kids to never use it. And that's fine. And if they never, I mean, I think that you should not do that because that's like basically telling someone, I think by doing that, you're ignoring history.
Well, by teaching them to never use it.
Or to shy away from it. Cause you shouldn't shy away from it.
I was talking about the children were being taught.
Yeah.
Literally being taught to be offended by it.
To be offended by it, just automatically.
Yeah. Which I think is kind of bullshit. I think having a visceral reaction to any language,
I don't think that you should teach them in the context of that person. I don't think that you should teach the person to be automatically, if you hear the word, nigga, be offended as so much as know why you should be offended. Not just be offended, but know why you should. Now, whether you choose to or not, that's up to you. But no, that's like how, like, when we talked about just dogmatic stuff in religions, like, know the context of why you're being offended by it. Don't just hear the N-word and be like, oh, I'm mad automatic. Not to say that there's ever really, because realistically, there's never really unless you count when black people use it or anyone uses it. I don't see it should be used as a term of endearment, but when people use it towards you, I've never really heard of anybody using that word, but like kindly, realistically. I mean, besides how we use it now, if you look at it in context, I don't see why you would use it in like a happy way. Like, oh, just going to get some pizza, you know, some N-word pizza, you know? So I guess it's just that weird thing where in that particular person's thing, don't shy away from it or tell them that it's an evil word, but also let them know, their children anyway, that it is a word that has a lot of bad to it, but there's also a lot of other words for other races that have just as much bad. So don't see.
Does the word have a lot of bad to it, or do people sometimes use that word to mean bad things?
Both. Well, I mean, a word is only as hateful as. But then again, you have to remember the word is used as a tool for that, so you can't really, you can't say that the word has no power at all because.
What's your angle on it? I'm curious because I know he's trying to answer it, but you asked that question. I'm kind of curious what your response.
Do you see the N-word as like a bad thing in itself, or you're more concerned about the intent? I guess
I don't think there's such a thing as a bad word in itself.
No, yeah, but
that concept doesn't make any sense to me.
But it's a tool.
Somebody has to say the word.
Yeah,
so
but
depending on how that person is using the word, makes 100% of the difference. If nigga in a vacuum doesn't mean shit. It don't mean a goddamn thing.
But that's any word.
Exactly. Yeah. And nigga is no different from any other word aside from the connotations that we apply to it.
But at the same time.
So if we stop applying the connotations to it, it stops being an issue. But we continue to apply these connotations to it and treat it like it's this fucking serious fucking thing all the time. And it really doesn't matter. It only matters because we keep making it matter, which is bullshit.
I would say
we're putting ourselves in a situation to be fucked up for no reason.
But at that point now, that's an unrealistic expectation because now you're.
No, it's not.
No,
there's no such thing as an unrealistic expectation when you're talking about language. Language is always malleable.
That's language. I'm talking about society and human life. You're talking about now that we should. Because you have to remember, the word is, I don't know exactly the origins fully. I don't think people have really got down where the origins of the word came from. But you're talking about a word that was used with a lot of bad shit connected to it. To associate to just say we should take away the intent from it, so it should be just a word, would mean that you have to also take away the history behind it.
No, that's not true.
You can't, but you can't do that. You can't take away the history behind the word and then say, oh, now just look at it as just a word. You can't do that. You can't.
I'm not suggesting that.
I know you're not, but that's the only way you're going to get that level where.
I disagree with that assumption.
You're not going to be able to get the word nigger will never be associated with something bad. You can get a word like radish, and like let's say for some odd reason, 1,000 years later, radish is now the new swear word, and maybe it changed. Then 1,000 years later, again, it changes to back to just how we fucking know it.
So,
it's just a vegetable.
Words can just become negative, and they just stay negative forever.
And think about it in the context of our history, we only have curse words and those – we don't – in the short period of time in which it's been created, you have to remember this is still a young word in the context of civilization. It's not like they were saying nigger back
really in –
not
in the context of English.
I don't – well, look, who – ideally, how old would you say nigger is, the word itself?
I mean
just the word in general.
It depends.
I mean that's what I mean. But just
a couple hundred years
as opposed to how long we've been using written language or taught language amongst each other.
And how many of the words? I mean, there are so many words.
Yeah, there are so many words, but at the same
time, are also only a couple hundred years old.
Okay, so
the vast majority of words we use now are only a couple hundred years old.
Okay,
and there were tons of other English words before then we just don't use anymore.
Yeah, we don't use archaic.
Completely different meanings than they
exactly.
With.
So right now we're dealing with a young word that's very young, and it's in the context of you have to remember we live in Western culture where I don't know how Charlie did. Does the word N-word get brought up in your travels overseas? Has it been? Have you seen people use it in any kind of context or whatever, or heard it be used?
In 3 years, all the travels I've done, I've never heard it over there. I've never heard somebody literally mention that word. I lie to you not.
Because like
I'm
I've seen,
surprised.
I'm not surprised at all.
But I mean, you might meet an English speaking person. Normally, we're trying to figure out how did I get to Kazakhstan and how the hell do I get out of here to go find some food because I ran out of water and it's like I'm gonna die in like 3 days.
Water. Because I think it just has to do.
Oh wait, I see some figures coming up over the horizon.
Because it's a society.
Oh, man, they're gonna give me. Oh shit, it's just three niggas. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's a society thing because I remember. Some years ago, and it was a thing I was watching, and it was in Japan, and there was a I guess it was a music shop they had there that sold rap music, but the store was called Nigga Shop. Like, it was called for black people music, because as they see over, you know, through our media and everything, that's how we use the word, so they're like, oh, this must be nigga music, because that's how, you know, they use the word. So, but I'm pretty sure.
They used to call them race records.
Well, but
because apparently race meant black people record.
Yeah, so you when you see like someone in Japan using it, obviously they don't have that same weight behind it because they're learning it from other people, and so it will never be seen as like.
Or maybe they're super racist, and this is where all of our information came from. maybe we use nigga because Japanese people just love
this is love being racist.
No, I don't
but that's what I say. I think just because of the fact that this is one, it is a word that there's no, the only historical whatever precedence with it has been with just bad stuff, so it's too early to sit there and say
bad stuff here.
Yeah, here in content. Yeah, so in terms of America, anyway, it's too early for us to be sitting there saying, "Oh, nigga shouldn't mean anything to us anymore," because it's just too early. It's too soon, I guess. That's the point I try to make. It's too soon for us to sit there and think that it can just be this word.
So when is it fine?
I don't know.
When is the statute of limitations up where we're allowed to not be offended by this bullshit?
I'll be dead by the time that happens, but I wouldn't know.
That's fucked up and dumb.
I can't society. I don't
I feel
control
like I'm
how the time
way more belligerent
change.
Than normal, but that's
no,
fucking,
that's fine.
That's
I can't
a dumb
control
thing to say. Bro.
I can't control how the times will change because the times will change regardless.
You can
of how,
though. We no, control how the times change.
No, the times
we're actively in control of how the times change.
We have
change.
Power within it, but I'm talking about actively for something at that. Because that's both a small and large scale thing. You're asking to change.
But if everybody acts in the way that you're suggesting, then that's just never going to fucking happen.
But you also want everybody to just forget, too.
I didn't say anything about forgetting.
So
you keep saying forget.
Okay, so all right,
I keep
so,
saying I actually keep disagreeing with you
okay,
every time
so
you say
what,
that.
So what do you want people to? You want people to just look at the word, the nigga word, and just be like, it's nothing.
Well, I want people to stop saying "quote unquote" nigga word.
But you know what I mean.
But, yeah, I don't understand why people feel the need to be offended by any word, just off rip. To me, like, yeah, I understand the history of the word nigga. And I understand that it's been used in several different ways. So it's actually, especially because I understand it's been used in several different ways, when I hear nigga, I'm not just offended by the fact that it is the word nigga. That makes no sense to me. Mm. Context matters to me. So, for instance, if Charlie over here walks up to me one day, it's like, hey, what up, my nigga? I might look at him a little strange because that's not something that I expect him to say. But I'm not offended because it's not like I know that he doesn't mean me any ill will. I know him as a person. I'm not gonna just automatically assume that, oh shit, Charlie became a racist over fucking night when I didn't see him for 12 hours or some shit. That I'm not gonna be, there's no reason for me to be offended by that. Versus say Charlie walks up to me, he's like, you know what? Fuck you, I hate you. Now I'm fucking offended because he's doing an attack on me now. Because I know that nigga can have different connotations.
Okay, so you...
But fuck you never means... I mean, unless he's like, oh, man, fuck you, man. You're silly. Like, but if he comes up to me and, like, aggressively, like, fuck you, you're terrible, I hate you, like, now I have a reason to be offended because these words actually carry meaning in this context. If he's like, fuck you, nigga, that also carries meaning in this context. If he's like, what up, my nigga... I don't really care. If he's like, oh, Ed, you silly man. Are you always making these jokes? Fuck you. Shut the fuck up. I don't care because the context of these words matters. The context and who, which means the way that it's said, the person I'm talking to, what my history with that person is, what fucking is going on with me that day. Like, all these things matter. To just off rip here. And I think the same thing about like explicit content warnings and shit in movies and music and shit. Like, if I just hear the word fuck and I'm automatically, oh shit, that's a thing. That's me making it a thing. It doesn't have any power on its own. Okay, so it's always just the person who's receiving it, making it into the thing that it is. I'm gonna wrap it up. But like my main point is that, like, if we don't stop reacting as though, like, these things have inherent fucking power to them, then they're always going to have inherent fucking power to them because we're just going to keep perpetuating that. If I halfway convince you from my point of view now, because I keep talking about it and making it a thing that these things don't need to be things, then, yeah, that's a small change. Maybe you'll backtrack or you'll ignore it, or maybe you'll think about it later on and you'll realize, oh, maybe he was kind of right on this. Maybe I shouldn't get, like, just make nigga be a thing when it doesn't need to be a thing. But if I talk to people and keep talking to people and we, like, a couple more people maybe think similar ideas than what I do, eventually it's going to change. But if we just say, well, fuck it, it's too far gone now to make a change, then it's always going to be fucking too far gone now to make a change. And I think that's bullshit because, especially in this language, words are constantly changing meaning.
Okay. So, yeah.
And they don't have any inherent power but what we give them.
Okay, so now I more understand what you mean. Okay, so you mean I get context. And, yeah, that makes sense if Charlie randomly walked up to you as opposed to saying it. The word itself isn't bad.
The same way, actually. I mean.
Yeah, if I did, yeah. The word isn't bad.
So the context.
Yeah, the word isn't bad itself.
How much weight.
And that's perfectly, but you have to, there's people who, and there's a majority, I don't feel that way, but there is a majority of people who feel like the word itself is bad. I would say, yeah.
I contend that those people are wrong. Those people that they're wrong.
I can't say how someone should feel about a word, because anybody can feel any weird way about any word, N word, K word, T word, P word, it doesn't, anybody can feel, I can only, and that's why I say I don't know, because that's such a thing where, yeah, we can make little strides towards it, but at the end of the day, I can't have a meter that says, all right, well, if we keep doing this, we'll be changed by this morning. That's why I say I don't know, because, like I said, language is something that's
going to wasn't going to happen in your lifetime.
It probably won't. No, I don't. Maybe it won't. I think that's too. That's way too short of a time period. I'm only, going to live to, 80? Maybe at best. Maybe 90. So you figure
think about how much has changed within your lifetime.
That's twice the age than I expected.
I know, right? No, yeah, in that
how much,
context.
I mean, just in terms of language, how much has changed in your lifetime?
Urban Dictionary, just look at that.
Well, yeah, I mean, Urban Dictionary.
Besides, I would say,
Even just like fucking internet speech, but like fucking all our subcultures that have names now, the vast majority of them shits are new.
It could. I mean, if you look in that context, it could. I say I don't know. I just stick with I don't know. I'm not going to say I shouldn't make strides towards it, but I don't know. I can't give a full. But I do understand the position that people say they don't like the word. Do I agree with it? No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't. My position is I don't use the word. I can't control people from saying it, so I'm not going to get mad if, say, you or Charlie says it to me because I don't care. But I'm never going to say it myself if I can actively control it. But that's just me. Like, I'm at the same time, I'm not going to teach my kid. As you said, your friend said they're going to tell their kid to be offended by it automatically. I wouldn't tell a child be offended by this word automatically. I would, again, tell them to learn the word. And if they want to be offended, then this is why you should off of this basis. But other than that, don't just hear the word and be like, because at that point you can literally tell the kid, well, every time you hear the word park, freak the fuck out. You know, so that's, but if you
said that. Which is basically what we're doing.
Yeah, well, yeah, to some, yeah, I'm not going to say there are people who aren't
doing
that.
It's not like a parent is saying that to their child necessarily, but like we are constantly reinforcing this idea with our societies that this word is a big deal.
But I think that also comes from a lot of, like, an older generation as well.
There's no scenario in which people will have the same sort of visceral reaction as they do to the word nigga as to the word kike. Recognizing that kike is a racial slur against Jewish people, that reaction isn't there in the same way.
No.
Because we are constantly, I mean, and I think it goes back to like how, shit, this is not supposed to be about race. Mm. But I think it goes back to like this, we've also got this whole fucking crazy hang up about our culture or our lack of a collective culture. And we are we're very often trying to do things in order to, I forget what the verb form of cohesive is, but to cleave ourselves to one another as a some sort of greater community, Black people in America, I'm talking about. And I think this is one of those, a very large aspect of that trying to cleave together as one sort of like meta culture of colored people in this country is this this elevated importance that we put on to this word and
culture.
No, nigga.
Oh, okay.
Because I mean, alternatively, you've got like these groups of people who are like, yeah, you know, hanging with my niggas, and you know, niggas just like the thing that we say to the people we say it to, and then if we hear a white boy say nigga, we'll probably kick his ass because that's how we get down. And on the other hand, you got like these people like, oh shit, nobody should ever say the word nigga. It's like, no, nobody can. It's a bad word that like brings only bad stuff because it's inherently bad as a word, even though words can't be that. Like, this is what fucking it is. It's just bad. Nobody say nigga. Stop saying nigga. We're retiring the word nigga and all of that.
Yeah, that was
shit.
I would say it all goes back to the end of the day, I think, because
but the same thing is happening on both ends. No, it's just like this elevated importance for the word.
It's like I said, I don't think it's an inherently wrong word. Like I said, there's no such thing as an inherently wrong word, but unless it's like a magic spell, but that's a whole nother thing. It's not it's magic. But I don't think there's anything. I think that all goes back to, you have to remember what you've been taught, because you have to remember for a generation before us, like everybody in our age range and this whole generation, we're way, I want to say not so much racially tolerant a little bit, but I think it's way more segregated than it was 40, 50 years ago. So you figure when you have a whole generation of people when they heard the word, it had nothing, but there was ill intent behind it. I'm pretty sure there was no one sitting there at a bar in the 30s sitting there, hey, get my nigga over here. Like, nobody was doing that. It was all about just bad. So when you have a whole group of people, a whole generation dealt with that, and so this is all they know of the word. So when they get older or they have their children later on, they pass that on. They're like, hey, this word had nothing but bad to me. So let you know that this will be now. Fast forward to us now. We literally have, and like I said, I can't control what people, I go by the approach, I can't control what people say. I'm not going to get offended if I hear it, but I can't control. So you have nowadays, people are more segregated now, little white boys and white girls and black boys and black girls, Latinos, all that stuff. I've heard Mexicans say nigga.
Do you mean segregated?
I mean, or not segregated, but I'm sorry. What was the other
integrated
one? Integrated. Yeah, I'm sorry why I kept saying segregated. So, yeah, we have a more integrated society than we did when it was primarily you. So,
those are two different.
Yeah, they're very two different.
Well, yeah, they're literally the opposite thing.
They're the opposite thing. So, we're more integrated now. Like, I know Mexicans or Latinos who use the word nigger like openly, and they use it amongst each other. So, I think now you wouldn't have seen that years ago. So, now for that generation that they have been teaching it. So I think just that why it butts heads, because you have some people where we're raised like that, to where it's like, no, I don't see anything weird about the nigga word, because I know black guys, so like, I don't care whoever says it, doesn't matter. And just some people were like, oh, it's just a word. But you have to remember, there was a time when nobody had the convenience of having different thoughts on it. They just purely had, this word is this. It means strictly this. So it's hard to disattach that.
What I'm saying is they did. They otherwise, we wouldn't have
the ideas that we have now. No, we did that for ourselves. We learned it ourselves.
You're saying there was like a generation of...
There was
nobody, like, niggas just bad. And then the next generation was like, niggas kind of okay sometimes.
Yeah, we learned
that's it. That's not how it works, though, Chris.
But that's what happened, though.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not.
We became more integrated by society.
There's no cutoff point where that happens.
There's not a cutoff point. There was...
There are people in that generation who are like, wow, this doesn't make so much sense. Maybe we shouldn't make such a big... I didn't just come up with these ideas independently.
You know,
it's informed by all the shit that came before me.
No, you can't come up with opinions about what's around you, your surroundings. You have to remember, if you lived in a Jim Crow era where you were forced to be a certain place as opposed to where you grew up in a neighborhood where it's more of an integrated community... You're gonna have a way different mindset of how you look at race than how your parents did automatically.
You're assuming that my parents grew up in Jim Crow and I grew up in not Jim
saying,
Crow.
I'm just saying that's literally what you just said.
I didn't even know that we were talking about a parent child. I thought we were talking about just two different areas,
just
geographically
just
in
two
this areas.
Or
areas.
Region can play. It's so many factors that play a part of just.
And that's
what
I'm saying. It's not like.
But just to say that
it's not
idea,
like it used to be and now it's now.
But
like,
that,
it was spectrumatic.
No,
like there were small changes along the way
just
that made
small
the things
changes, but
get to the places where they are now.
But generally, the primary, like, we'll just use the 60s as a backdrop. There was no people who could sit there and be like, oh, well, when that dude was yelling nigga to me from afar, he must mean, hey, what's going on? It clearly means something that's about to happen. As opposed to when I grew up, I went to a school and had white kids, and somebody yelled nigga to me, I didn't think automatically something bad's going to happen. It was probably just somebody using the word. Now, it could have meant that just as well, but it didn't. So I grew up where it's like, all right, well, white people aren't that bad, or this word isn't. I don't see the nigga word as bad, but that doesn't mean that if I grew up in the 60s primarily, I would probably see it as just a bad thing. So when you have these conflicting views, yes, we created that ourselves. It wasn't just, I'm pretty sure there was little bits and pieces here and there, but for generally, we created this whole comfortability with it ourselves. We didn't get that from the generation before us. That didn't happen. We created that. And that's not a bad thing. I don't think that that's a bad thing. We became comfortable with it, but we didn't get that from anything before. That's new.
I think you're misunderstanding how generations work.
No, I get it, but you also have to, ideas change at the same time. Things that one part...
And how many generations there were between the 60s and us?
One? Technically two?
No. Well,
the generation is 25 years, so you figure...
Yeah, not...
Technically,
not
the generation
really.
Is 25 years.
Not really, though.
But, yeah.
Because society was completely different in the 90s than it was in the 80s, and it was in the 70s, and it was in the 60s.
But if you go by general, because anybody who's...
You're talking about parental child generations in general.
But that's not what
generally
pushes. I wouldn't count those
as
those are just more, at those point, those are more eras, I guess. But in terms of familial generations, you figure there wasn't much of a gap from...
But we didn't learn all of our shit from our parents. We didn't learn most of our shit from
our
parents.
That's it, you didn't. You got it.
You learned it. Well, no, because there was a bunch of people between me and my parents. I went to school. I had an older brother. I had older cousins. I watched television. I watched older television.
That's it.
There's a bunch of shit that happened between me and my parents. It wasn't just like my parents thought one thing and I thought another independently.
No, but you had conflicting ideas with your parents.
Yeah, I don't agree with everything that my parents said, but that doesn't mean that the things that I came up with independently.
You kind of did.
No, we didn't.
You amassed.
Well, look at it this way, at least. At the very basis, we were born into a world.
Yes.
And what you're suggesting implies that we were not influenced by this world that we were born into.
That's the reverse. I'm saying you were purely influenced.
You
got to
head out, man.
Everything. Oh, you out of here?
Yeah, I didn't mean to try and make
you just silently walked away.
That's all good, man.
He was doing the Peter Griffin.
Like, it's like, this is awkward. Like, all right.
I mean, well, now we're not even talking about race, though. Now we're talking about, like, development.
Yeah, you are a product of your environment, the times. I'm just saying that your time was much different than, I'm just using small, the time you grew up in was completely different.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, yeah, I guess it kind of was completely different than your parents.
In my parents' time.
So,
it was completely different from my father's time, which was actually incredibly different from my mother's time.
Your father is much older than your mom?
My father is 13 years older than my mom. My father was born in the 40s. My mom was born in the 60s.
I
was born in the 80s. So there were people who were born in the 70s who I oftentimes looked up to more so than my parents, and who helped to shape my ideas about pretty much everything. But they were also in turn influenced by the generations that came before them. If you don't want to say generations, let me put it to you like this. When you were a freshman, who were the coolest kids in your high school?
Ideally, I guess the seniors.
They weren't a full generation ahead of you, but they had a different experience than you did.
No, but they were within the same generation. That's but that's
but then at that point, what determines a generation? Because if the seniors in your school were in the same generation as you, mm-hmm. when you became a senior, you'd be in the same generation as the freshmen then. They became seniors, and if this goes on for 20 rounds. But you're talking about a whole bunch of people who are in the same generation, but according to this 25 years thing.
Us high schoolers, but they're still kids.
Charlie out.
Take it easy, bro.
It's okay.
But that's
like how
it's fluid. Is what I'm saying. What starts, and that's why nobody can ever tell, like, oh, when did the baby boomer generation start in? When did Gen X start in? When did the millennials start in?
They have that. Baby boomers.
It's always a range.
There's a range.
Of people when they were, like, born in. But it's never, like, even definite. Because who's to say? I thought I was a Gen Xer when I was growing up.
Uh-oh.
Then apparently I was a generation Y. And I just became a millennial, like, last year.
No, Gen Y is millennial. Or is it Gen X is anyone who's like primarily raised in,
like, but none of that shit matters. Like, these are false labels that we're putting on a spectrumatic, fucking constantly evolving scenario. There's no reason really to consider generations aside from your familiar generations, but only in the sense that that's how you keep score in your family.
I don't agree that generation, that is when people do that Gen Y, the flower power, that's more just for like the times and the way things change.
Gen so,
like,
Y and flower power?
Well, not Gen Y, but you know how like the 60s people, those kids are like the flower children.
Hippies,
yeah. And then they primarily always did that for people who were like, they considered your more influential
So
years.
When did hippies stop and disco start?
I don't know.
And when did disco stop and just straight up Coke start? Or I'm sorry, when did, because Coke was the disco.
Yeah,
when did Coke stop and crack start?
I guess if you were
and when did crack stop and grunge start?
I guess if you were in your 20s around each of these areas.
And grunge stop and shiny suit start.
And again, the 20 to like the mid 20 era. Anything, I think whenever they talk about that, if you were in your 20, like 18 to 25, I'm not sure if I have to look at. If you were in that age range, you were considered like heavily influenced by that time period, as opposed to, obviously, if you're in your 30s or you're in your 40s and the 60s, you're not really too worried about the new shit going on in, because you've already been pretty much molded by, you know, your years before that and internally. So I think that stuff is not important, but it plays a factor. It does play a factor in it. And that, back to the race thing, anyway, I would say, I think we just became more comfortable with it as opposed to.
I'm not saying that that's not true. I'm saying the way that you're saying it, the way that we got there is wrong.
You would figure.
Unless I'm just misunderstanding.
Maybe. That. When would you say that people were starting to become, well, there's never really a full integration, but I would say the 90s henceforth is when you have this whole generation of people where it's like the idea of,
like, people born in the 90s?
Not just born in the 90s, but like if you were a kid in the 90s, whatever, then the idea of going to school with someone of the opposite race or whatever. Not to say that there were situations where that wasn't a thing or it was still a bad thing, because you can't fully get rid of, I mean, you would hope, but racism is a thing. But I would imagine that me growing up, and I can only speak for myself, I guess, the idea of me being in school with a white kid or whatever kid didn't seem as strange. But I would imagine also for someone in 50s, 60s, the idea of that happening would have just been astronomical. Not to say it can't have happened, because obviously it did in certain ways, but it would just seem like something just out of this world. So, but for me, since it just never came off as this weird thing at this point, race was not a strange thing to me. So, you know, I got more comfortable with the idea. And then it just, I'm not saying it just happened like spontaneously over that, but it's one of those slow things where, and then also you have to remember racism is taught, not learned, or it's not inherent. So you have to be taught it too. So it also goes back to who told you about this in the first place. Like, obviously I came from a family where nobody
really gave a fuck. I mean, that's not usually, I won't say not usually, but it's often not an explicit lesson.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, well, I don't know, sometimes.
A lot of times it's not, though. It's just like, in the same way that, like, we don't understand a lot of times the inherent advantages we have over a woman who is in our same scenario.
Oh, yeah.
And what a lot of times white people don't understand the inherent advantages that they are
allowed by just the function of society.
Some things are just inherent.
And then that would go back. Yeah, that's not an explicit thing. And it's sometimes racism depends on the context which somebody is telling you. Because trust me, there's been a million things. Like, I can think of just like my parents would tell me about white people that if I took that in a way that like, oh, that means I should hate them, as opposed to just they're making a point, then I think I would be way different than I am. But I obviously heard it and was like, well, they don't mean they hate them. They just mean, you know, that's a thing. So see it for what it is.
I assume that I faced a lot more prejudice in my life than I remember having faced. Just because I can't ever recall like a time where it was like I was, like, had my race turned against me somehow.
Like, you say you never really felt like you was in a, I guess, a racially...
I've never felt like I've been discriminated against racially.
Because you've been black.
Yeah, I don't feel like I've ever been in a scenario where it's even, like, come up as an issue. And I assume that this is just, like, my fucking obliviousness.
Probably.
I mean, the same way, like...
Well, I wouldn't say oblivious. It's just you have...
Well, no, I'm oblivious. Like... I had a girlfriend, she comes to me all the time like, hey, man, you know that guy was hitting on you. I'm like, what? I didn't know that guy was gay. I thought we were just talking about clothes.
Yeah. Well, or like, yeah, it depends on where you're at. Because, I mean, I've had, I would say, 2-3 big instances with race where, like, it was because you're black. Namely, one of them had a KKK member in Fullhood and all that shit. It was in Alabama. So when you kind of see that,
that could just as easily happen in Michigan.
Oh yeah, it can. But actually, the headquarters is here. Right?
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, but reference to out of state towners who may be listening. I don't know if it's even going to be in fuck. But so yeah,
I feel bad for Charlie. We never got to his book, even though I didn't expect to. But like, I was gonna try.
But I don't know. So many different, because just I guess try to bring it full back. So that whole with the N word and all that stuff. I don't know. I don't know how where it'll go, where it'll be, because there's so many different factors to that.
I know exactly where it's gonna go, and that's why I say I live in the future. I live in post-racial America. I live in equal rights America. I wait for all you assholes to just catch up.
Nah, I don't.
Everybody who's not me is doing it wrong. I'm talking to you too, Barry. This shit. Okay, that time I meant Barack Obama, not Barry Allen. Because Barry Allen is a make-believe character. I'm not gonna fucking judge his politics and social fucking interactions with people.
Because, yeah, I don't know post-racial. No, I don't think that there is a post-racial. I hate when Barack Obama got...
You don't think there's such a thing or, like, that we'll get there? Or you don't think that we're there?
I know we're not there. I don't know whoever... To say a post-racial America, I mean, you have to take out racism out of just humans in general, which has existed for a long time.
Well, here's my thing about racism. And I know we started off saying that we were going to solve sexism. I'm sorry, ladies. It got sidetracked. We're going to have to solve racism real quick. We'll get back to sexism in a little bit. Don't get your panties in a bunch. But, but no, seriously, like, and it actually, I think it applies to the vast majority of minority groups worldwide, definitely towards sexism and racism. But they're red herrings.
I was about to quote you. This is why I don't think.
Oh, did I say this before?
You said this before. This is why I don't think people, because you said people are gonna always find something to separate us and them, and to some, you know, people are always gonna find something. Race is just one thing, but that's why I agree with you. So that's why I don't think racism per se, like, it's the word we use, but racism will never go, because there's, no matter what, there's always, like, just the biggest example, well, not a big example, but the most recent one in our lifetime, I guess, would be that the whole Hutus Tutsis thing, which, that's, you had a group of people who literally lived in the same community together, and they segregated themselves with the most stupid reasons. Like, they were literally like, oh, well, we were different from you because we were taller, or you had nappier hair this way. So you had literally neighbors and family members who said, we are both put into these two categories. We're different. Like, people are going to always find a reason to find things different about themselves. Race is just the easiest. Like you said before, race is just the easiest thing. So as long as that's there, even if you don't want to call it racism per se, that whole us and them thing will always be existing. So that's, I don't know.
We're just talking about bigotry.
Yeah, that's bigotry. Yeah, but there's always going to be some form. Hell, you have some people who are in the same religion together, and they segregate against, they hate against, oh, you're Protestant. Well, I'm Baptist, so we both technically believe in God, but you can die. You know, so you, I mean.
Well, no, not you kill, can die. Yeah. You're going to,
you're going to die
forever in the eternal death, because that's what our infinitely merciful God does to people.
But that's what I mean. Like, there's always going to be something that people will find. That you're basically going to be that one girl in high school who's going to always have something that you'll say about what you're wearing. Like, oh, God, you look so nice. Even with those shoes. Like, it's always going to be something with people in general. So will racism go away? I don't know.
Probably.
Even if you want to
go away. Well, here's the thing, though. Like,
they're the same thing. So if you can say bigotry, because that's all racism is.
Yeah, racism is more specific and defined to what we refer to as race, even though it's not actually what race is.
But that'll always give somebody an excuse. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, just like, we could just as easily say that, like, when I say that it's a red herring, I'm saying that it's about power. It's all like, in the same fucking economics, money, fucking prejudice based off of economic status is also a red herring. It's all about power. It's all about the exertion of power over something that I can identify as other than myself.
Yeah, poor people are stupid, so now all poor people are dumb.
Well, poor people are powerless. Poor people can't change the situation. Poor people can't do these things. Stupid people are powerless. They can't change their situation because they don't have the means or the skills to do it. Colored people are both of those things, mm-hmm. and therefore they are of a lower place. Like, and I've had this conversation a number of times, and it always surprises me when people think that this is a thing that's inherent within race. Because to me, it just seems so obviously not. I mean, it's like, I'm guilty of it myself. I always kind of look disparagingly upon people who I feel don't speak as well as I do, or who don't write as well as I do, or who don't exercise the same rules towards their speaking and writing as I do. And, you know, part of it is like, well, maybe they're kind of dumb. Or part of it is like, they don't have they're not executing the same level of discipline I have. But I've got like some, like, in my head, there's on some level, I'm like, well, yeah, I do these things because I'm better than these people. who don't do these things. Which, in some way, and I'm not saying that it's right or anything, I'm also not saying that I'm going to stop doing it.
No.
But on some level, that makes me feel better, makes me feel more powerful, because it, presumably, if I interact with somebody, they are going to look at me as more of a serious or more of a professional person than my counterpart who is like uses LOL as though it's punctuation, for example, or uses ellipses as though they are commas or full stops in a sentence.
Well, people do that. I had a friend of mine, it's a small thing, was he likes to cook. Well, I guess this is, he likes to brag about how he can cook a lot. I know how to. I don't like to. I don't
really?
Have,
that sucks, man.
Yeah, I don't have I the patience. Cooking. I don't have the patience for
I'm
it.
I'm not great at it, but it's always fun.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not going to sit there and call myself an Amaro Glass. I know how to. I just don't like, I don't have the patience for it. So, like, I told him that. He was like, no, that just means you don't know how to cook. I'm like, no, it means I do. I just don't. And it was like, he was trying to brag his ability to cook. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you being able to cook is supposed to make me wet or something. I don't care. He's just a dude. Like, but he kept like illustrating the point that he knows how to cook, and he like at this point he's giving me like a menu of the things he can make. Like, I didn't even ask. I don't really give a damn. I don't care. I just wanted to tell you that I don't like to cook, and somehow you felt the need to tell me how you're so good at making dumplings. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. There's no bearing on me. So that's I can so understand. So I'm just like, what do you want? What do you want? You want me to sit there? Oh God, hell you. You made dumplings for me. I'm like, no, go away.
I don't even know what the fuck dumplings are.
But yeah, but I can get that, because I can see why someone would feel, I guess, superior about doing that. I don't understand it, because I mean.
Well,
I talk better than everybody I grew up with, but I don't really care, because at the end of the day, they won't care either, because they're still comfortable. I guess it goes with how content you are with how people are comfortable with what they do. I, for one, learned a while ago that people are going to bask in their ignorance or fight against it or improve it and not be ignorant, but you have no say on it, like me. As in, so,
yeah, the person is not the person.
Yeah, so I have no say on it, so it's not up to, I can feel some type of way about it, and I can make a comment or whatever, but at the end of the day, that's all it will be. So because these are, like, I can't change someone's way of looking at the world. Like, I know a lot of just dumb people, honestly, and I don't consider myself the smartest person in the world, but I enjoy the fact that
I do
want to. I appreciate
I consider you the smartest person in the world. See how I turned that around there?
There you go.
I appreciate, good person.
I appreciate my ability to at least want to know, or at least will listen. I know people who won't even listen to the other side and will shut it off only off the basis that it's not their thought. And I can't understand that, and I would get mad at that. But then it turns out, like, they've been going about said amount of years this way, and they're comfortable with it. Who am I to change their worldview on it? Is it wrong to me? Yeah, but it's to me, just like to me, that I'm probably the wrongest person in the world to them. So I can't, you know, it's not my job to change. Now, there's a difference between informing people who are making very bad decisions behind, you know, uninformed thoughts, and you don't want to just sit back and say, hey, do all the stupid shit you want. I definitely think you should interject in that way. But just from the basis of just like living day to day and what you want to know, you can only lead them to the water. You know, they have to choose to drink. So, and that's just how I conduct myself with everybody. And that's not, because like I said, I know I have my dumb moments too where I say shit and I don't even know what fully, but I'll listen. And then if you can inform me on it, then I'll listen and take kindly. But I know that's me. Not everybody's like that. So it's just, it depends. People are so interesting.
Very. I guess.
People can be. People
do have the ability to be interesting.
Yeah, people have the ability to be interesting. Like, sometimes people can surprise you, because you can meet someone who's just like, man, you were so dumb, but you have such an interesting way of looking at it because it's so close-minded. Like, I wouldn't imagine that you exist.
That's true. Like, I just meet them, I'm like, wow, that's so weird. Like, you're so stupid, but yeah, you like still live.
Like, okay. Holy shit, are you actually made out of straw?
Like, yeah, or you just kind of, you know, if you heard somebody say something dumb, you just be like, wow, you remember to breathe too, don't you? Huh. Okay. That's cool. All right, whatever. That's interesting.
So it's always, it's fun.
I don't know. I'm actually I'm actually actively right now in the process of an existential redefinition of what my life means.
I've been doing that for the past couple of months now.
Well, just because, like, I'm always kind of, well, not always, but I tend to be kind of actively an actively non-activist. for instance, when I accepted my atheism, like, I made the conscious decision, like, I'm not about to be one of these atheists who's going around talking about atheism all the time, because why? That sounds like a terrible fucking existence and not fun at all to me.
Yeah.
You know, no, nothing against anybody who does do that. I know and appreciate and pay attention to a lot of people who do that.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like, well, shit, I'm just going to do my thing and let that be what it is. But I'm like, the listening to you talk just now and recognize what my argument has been like from earlier throughout the night on how, like, if, because basically what I'm saying is, if you want something to change, you got to be the change.
Yeah,
that was,
yeah,
that's my point. Yeah, like, you got to be the change that you want
to
see.
I agree with that. You do have to be the change.
And it's occurring to me now that, like, likewise, and I don't really consider it as activism even, but, like, I guess I'm, like, aggressively post-racial. Like, I
you're really trying to push for people to not think about race. Well, anymore.
I'm not even trying to push for people to not think about it. I'm just, like, I'm very overt in the fact that I'm acting as though it's not a factor for me.
Or you're like, you get angry by, like, somehow, like, you were there. I was like, I was just in post-race America. What the fuck are you guys doing? Like, I literally just left from non-racist Ohio. It is amazing. Like, come on.
That's the opposite. Well, like, it's like I'm very conscious of how, I try to be very conscious of the way I say things and the way people say things to me. And I tailor my responses based off of the reaction that I want to get. So, like, when there have been situations, like, to kind of bring it back home, where, like, my sister will start reacting to me as though something I said was incredibly sexist.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll recognize that that's what she's doing, and realize that she misinterpreted what I was trying to say. But that doesn't mean that I stop her from saying what she's trying to say. Sometimes what I'll do is I will act as if I don't understand what her gripe is, because my point of view is so far removed from what she thinks my point of view is, that the fact that I understand what she thinks my point of view is less important.
You have no empathy.
So I just have to, like, I have to further assume the point of view, like, I have to puff up the point of view that I was approaching it from, in order to eventually get to the point where it's like, oh shit, I got pissed off at you for saying this thing, but you, once I thought about it, you weren't saying this thing. I had a visceral reaction to the shit that I heard you say, to the point where I didn't actually hear the shit that you were saying.
This is, so would you say that it's more, you don't have any,
I mean, empathy? That's not just my sister, because, yeah, I don't want to imply, like, I'm so much smarter than women by default.
Yeah. Well, so
I do the same shit with pretty much everybody. It's called Socratic irony.
Okay, because I was like, would you say you have no empathy, but then you're, like, trying to fake it, but you really can't?
Well, no, it's actually the opposite, which is weird, because I oftentimes do feel like I don't have empathy. But in the scenario I'm talking about here is where somebody assumes that I'm embodying a position that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of I recognize that that's what they're assuming,
mm-hmm,
even though I don't. And so I, like, have to hyper not assume that in order to get my point across, because otherwise I just fall into this other camp.
Well, I think, sound like they can go and go, like, back when you're talking about the race thing.
Matter of fact, I'll give you a good example. Affirmative action. Mm-hmm. I have pretty much always been anti-affirmative action.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got my reasons for it. But when I say that to people, they say, well, yeah, but, you know, we got to, because of the unfair situation that colored people have been in this country, and it's not just colored people and minorities in general, and we've got to try to find some way to level the playing field and blah, blah, blah. Because when I say I'm not for affirmative action, they assume this whole host of assumptions about what my motivations are. And no, it's not that I don't hate minorities or colored people or women or anybody.
Do you at least acknowledge that you can understand why they would think that? I can see if you was against something like little stuff, like Pepsi, they are having a visceral reaction. Yeah, and they're not right for that either.
Shit that they don't have
the actual full facts on.
They don't have full facts or even like accompanying facts or even enough facts to give a simple idea of.
Yeah.
Like, is it because when I say that, oftentimes I don't get to even finish my sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, what I mean by that is a society in which affirmative action exists is a fucked up society, and that's a problem. Affirmative action is the band-aid. We should not have to have affirmative action in order for people to be able to excel. That's bullshit.
No.
And it doesn't actually, I don't think, really long-term solve the problem that is there to solve. It's a band-aid. It helps soothe the healing process, but it doesn't really heal shit. But
one could make the argument that, well, you need a band-aid for some time, and it's not like affirmative action has been around forever. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the counter arguments. It's not like it's been around for a long. It's only, I mean, technically, how long has affirmative action really been around?
I mean, my thing is, I don't think that anybody really wants there to be affirmative action.
No, I don't think affirmative action long term should be around long term. But I think,
I mean, if
like the idea that it.
If we get to the level where everybody is, you know, fucking on relatively equal.
But even then, that's a hard thing to.
It becomes unfair at that point because then you're awarding shit based off of shit that's not a factor. But, you know, obviously that shit is not the case today. We still got inequalities on virtually every level of fucking.
I think it's because, well, especially when if people have these reactions to you with race, especially, race is such a hard thing to, like racism, for example.
Everything is a hard thing if you're in it, though.
Yeah, if you're in, and I think part of it is, like you say, you've admitted that like you've never really had like a big racial experience to where like you knew like you're being, I guess, you know, discriminated against or whatever. Could you say you've had one of those in your life, like for the most part, like something that was overtly like, oh, it's because I'm black, this is the reason why it's happening? Have you ever really had any of those situations, like not jokingly like haha he did that, because, but like you knew for a fact? And I think that kind of tempers your mindset a little bit to where it's like, well, it hasn't happened to me. And I mean, and
statistically it has, I just
haven't. Yeah, it probably has, but you haven't acknowledged it, so therefore it hasn't. You know, it that depends on how you look at stuff.
I happens. Feel like it's Fight Club rules, though. Like,
yeah,
you never been in a fight. Like, yeah, that's a good thing.
And honestly, you'd be surprised. But no, I think that kind of, for you personally, I think because you haven't explicitly acknowledged or like had what you can feel like you've had like a big race moment. And to be fair, I know a lot of people who haven't either. Like just personally, people who tell me, like I can think of a lot of people who like.
Do we all tend to be Oreos?
Everybody can tend to be an Oreo at the time. Everybody is an Oreo. Well, it's funny.
I wasn't until they came out with them Golden Boys.
Those actually freak me out. I didn't want to eat those. Like, you ever seen something that just like, looks weird? Like, I don't want to touch it.
Yeah, I don't like food that's shaped like people.
Yeah, so that's a little weird.
Like, Burger King did like chicken tenders one time that was shaped like the Rugrats.
Really?
When I was a kid.
Oh god, that's terrible.
No, I can't. I can't.
Like, I like these. Why would I want to eat these?
I couldn't fucking eat them. I had to like taken back. I think I went to bed without dinner that night because I couldn't eat them shit.
That's just like how recently, I think it was McDonald's in Japan, they released a black burger. Did you see that?
No.
They color, it's a fish sandwich too. They like color, they color the bun with like octopus ink or something like that. And then, yeah, and then like black lettuce. And like, it's basically all black burger besides like the tomato and the meat is like dark colored anyway.
Black everything.
Yeah, it's all black everything. It just looks like even the sauce is like, it's not ink. They add coloring to it to where it just looks like oozing black. It's just like tar falling from like a bar. Yeah, it's so ugly. You just like, why would I want to eat it? Like, apparently it's just a regular, but it freaks people out just mentally. They like start hacking up, like, oh, like just like reaction videos. People like, oh, God, I can't. So. It's nasty.
I can't imagine that. It's hard for me to imagine that's true, just knowing how like McDonald's does shit.
Well, I don't.
McDonald's doesn't do shit that's not gonna sell.
Well, it sells very. It's only in Japan. It sells very well there. I guess they recently brought it back. It's gonna go away soon, but it sells well. But they had some Americans who went there and tried it, and it was just like, I can't eat this. But
oh yeah, people don't have YouTube.
Yeah, and then they do everything that you have to like find in the back alleys of websites. It's like, okay, yeah. But, yeah, I think that helped. That does add a factor where it's like, if you never felt like you've – and at this point, we're all at the point now, like, mentally where we're kind of in our ways. Like, not really. We can still, I guess, change. But for the most part, how you think is pretty much going to be how you plan on conducting yourself. I mean, you can still change. I'm not going to say you can't. And I can still – change my mindset on some things, but for the most part we're where we're at. So the idea is like, well, racist shit ain't really happened to me yet, so unless something just like explicitly happens, like literally like a KKK member kicks down the door just now, like slaps both of us in the face but because you're black and walks away, then at that point you won't really experience anything heavily racial where you're like, oh well, I live in a post-racist America, so why can't you guys? It's like, it hasn't happened to me yet. So come on, get the fuck up.
I think in a way that helps, though.
It helps, but it also makes you. It automatically can make you only sympathetic to what people are telling you. You can't really empathize, and I'm not saying that everybody's gone through like really hard. Because I have
empathy anyway.
Huh?
I have a problem with empathy anyway.
Yeah. So
my default stance on everything is always like I start off in opposition to everything I see until like I'm proven. I can prove it otherwise. And it wasn't always like that, but that's like how
I understand. No, and that's that's the personality. Yeah, so that's a person. Yeah, that personality trait to it as well. So automatically, whenever you bring up a race to someone who probably will argue with you about it,
I'm like, well, is that really racism? Or were you presenting yourself in such a way where the fact just indicated that you were likely to do something negative, and then people react irresponsibly towards it.
There you go. And which then racism in itself is hard to define as in it's happening. Yeah, no, yeah, and so you have to look at racism objectively, and it's so hard to define because you can't. It's for some people, it is very easy for them to say, oh, that was racist. That was the reason why it happened. And then there's some people who won't acknowledge that maybe they had a hand in whatever happened. Not to say that, like, something bad, if something physically happens to you is your fault, but, you know, some stuff happens just because you were a shitty purpose. Yeah, no, and that's true. It's such a hard thing because black people, we have a tendency to. We have been the victim legitimately, but we also like to play the victim as well. The race card, I hate that term, but the race card does get played.
We are so Christian. We love playing the victim.
Like, I hate the word race card, but there are times when we play.
What's race cards?
The race cards are fun.
They go fast.
I want to catch the whole set and then
turn left and then they go fast.
I only enjoy it if I get race cards.
You know, you got to be first. If you're not first, you're last.
Well, race cards. And I only enjoy holographics.
Nobody can see me.
But I would say when it comes to race, like, the best example of that, recent story, that one actress who was on Django, I guess, and she got...
Fine-ass Kerry Washington?
No, I guess it was some sidebar character we didn't even notice. But apparently she had got stopped in like a park in LA randomly by a white cop, and she started like crying and like saying like, oh, you only, because apparently somebody had called and said that there was a prostitute with a guy in the park doing lewd sex acts in public. So the police stopped, and her boyfriend or husband was white and she was the black woman, so he walked up to her and he merely asked her for her ID, which is not illegal. He just asked her for ID because he got somebody who fit that description. What she did was she starts going off in this tangent, crying and screaming, like, you only mess with me because I'm black and he's white and all this other stuff. Come to find out, like, not even, like, hours later, that was her and her boyfriend. They were literally, they were having sex, like, in broad daylight with the car door wide open.
And people thought that she was a prostitute?
Well, somebody, no, originally somebody just reported somebody else had doing lewd acts in public. Whether it was a prostitute or not, that was the internet added on in there. The initial report was just somebody just said, there's somebody literally having sex in the fucking park right now. Like, just imagine, like, that Michigan Welcome Center, and it was a car parked in the way middle, like, just in the middle, out in the open, and it's literally...
Hey, like, in the middle of the street?
Well, a little bit in the street, but, like, that, like, isn't there, like, a fountain there? I'm trying to
think. It all depends for me. Like, if they're in the street, if they're in the middle of the street, to the point where they are blocking me from being able to drive, then I got a problem. If they're anywhere else, they're not getting in my way when I'm driving. Fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, but you know, they were in the street near a park and like businesses and everything. Apparently, the car door, front door was wide open. She was on top of him. His legs were outside the car, and they just fucking right then and there. They're not hiding.
Hold on. I'm sorry, I missed it. Can I drive around them? Like, are they in my way?
I don't know. I wouldn't know where to come. But they were parked like in the open though. Like, it wasn't hidden or anything. No, you shouldn't care, but that's still considered at least a ticket. You can get a ticket for that. But the point was...
And she tried to make it into a race.
She tried to make it into a race thing like right away. She started writing, oh, it's just racist. How
I don't you know doing? Who Danielle.
She is a nobody actress, obviously. Everybody said because apparently she had a small part in Django Unchained, but...
I mean, I just typed, like, Django actress, lewd sex.
Yeah, that's what I did. So Google. She started freaking out, like, oh, it's a race thing. And it's like, then a little bit after, it's like, no, you were doing it. And because all the cop did, he didn't arrest her. He didn't do all this stuff. He just asked her for her ID to just ask who she was. And she was all, I don't want to give you my ID. And I guess she got on the phone with her dad, was calling her dad. And he's stopping me because I'm black and all this stuff. It was like, no. He's stopping you because you fit the description of somebody who was just fucking in the middle of the street. Just
and also, you are that person.
Yeah, you are that person. like, and it made me laugh because I'm thinking like if this story had like got because luckily they nipped it in the bud with like proving it was her. Like they literally had I guess evidence. Like apparently somebody got it on their phone as well as DNA and all this. Like they went, they covered all the bases.
What the fuck did you think about that?